And I didn't have a title. Like, he didn't quicken me to a title or anything. And I was standing back there, and I had to have Beth to add another text in the New Testament anyways. And when the Lord spoke that to me, I heard what Jesus told me. Nevertheless, it's your word. And I knew that's what God wanted to title it tonight, praise God. So but that's what title of it tonight. Nevertheless, at your word. How many knows I'm going to be talking about prosperity?
Amen.
Because God, and you know, there's people that really, you get on their nerves because you teach prosperity and stuff like that, you know. But most of the time I've noticed that people that I've always got on their nerves is they're broke, they're in doubt and unbelief, and, you know, they get upset when people prosper. You know, they just get upset where they should get a hold of the word, get a hold of it and say, I'm next, Lord. I mean, teach me, Lord, show me, Lord, and get in a right spirit, so God, because it's easier for God to prosper somebody. Did you know that when we're in faith, when we're walking in faith, believing, trusting God, putting our trust in God, it's easier to obey Him?
Yep.
Right. I mean, it's when we're in the right spirit, trusting God, it's easier to obey the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, because faith gives us the doing power.
Right.
You know, the obeying power. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But God, how many knows it pleases the Lord to increase and prosper His people?
Amen.
I mean, it pleases. And I've had people say, well, why is God's people, you know, like in Ukraine happening now? I've heard this over the years, but the Bible says, I mean, there's always been war and stuff going on all over this planet all the time, you know. And they say, why does God let that stuff happen? And I say, no, don't. You're looking at God wrong.
Yeah.
God don't let that stuff happen. I say, God's not in control of everything on this planet, but He is in control of the lives of those that trust Him.
Amen.
You know, and so, but the enemy wants us to believe, you know, and hear people, just kind of like a guy, you know, told me when I started the internet in 2008. Now, I've been believing God to prosper me since I got born again and started learning what's in this Bible. And I don't care if people like it or not. I'm talking about on a personal basis. I would rather be well spiritually. I would rather be well financially. I would rather be well off, you know, emotionally,
right,
you know, and physically and all of that. That's all in the Bible, you know. But a lot of times people fight it. They're like, oh, God, here he goes on that tithing stuff again. Oh, God, here. I mean, we've had somebody quit not too long ago. That ain't why they quit. You know, if I want a divorce, all I got to do is look for a reason, right?
Right.
And I can find one.
Yeah.
If I want one, I can find a reason.
Yeah.
You know, hear too much about tithing. We don't want to bring it up once a week. I mean, only once a week. That's not too much, really.
Amen.
You know, I mean, we bring up what you eating for supper every night, what you eating for hamburgers, let's go do this. Look, I mean, we bring up work all the time, don't we? I mean,
right,
we don't get, you know.
Don't quit your job.
Don't quit your job because you're hearing about work all the time. I've heard about work so much, I'm sick of it. I'm quitting.
Right.
But the purpose, Jesus said, blessed are those that don't stumble at the word. Don't get offended at the word.
Right.
You know, don't stumble at the word. Hallelujah. And, you know, I believe there need to be a balance. People took prosperity like, you know, I tithe so I didn't have a wreck in the car. And I believe that's extreme. We got angels.
Right.
I believe He rebukes the devourer, like you said, you know.
Yeah.
He increases the fruits of our right standing, you know. But tithing don't spare me from hell. Jesus does.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's not what gets me in the prosperity, just tithing alone. Hallelujah. Tithing is just honoring God with our finances.
Yeah.
It's showing God with our hearts, you know, because He put the word in here so that we can know Him and know how He is and how He works and what His purpose and plan is for us, that He can bless us in our latter years.
Right.
That's why I've said here many, many times, you know, I'm not putting my trust in Social Security later on, you know. Nothing wrong with it. I mean, if there's any there, but I'm simply believing God to be in a place that at that time that I don't need it.
Amen.
As far as needing that to have to live off of, I'm not going. Now, I have to work with the Lord as we go. But how many knows He takes us from one level of faith, one level to another level, one level of grace to another level of grace. He teaches us His ways in prospering. But it's not just financially.
Right.
You can have all the money in the world and be sick in your body, and you don't need that money. You don't want that money, that money. So the Bible says that He would that we prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers.
Glory to God.
You know, that I believe that's 3 John 2. But He wants us to prosper spiritually, financially, physically. But you know, money is on really on the bottom of God's list.
Yes.
He prospers us as our soul prospers.
Right.
You see, God leads us to where we desire Him and trust Him. And, you know, I'm going to read scripture in Deuteronomy over there where He told them, he was telling them, I'm going to take you to a land, you know, and all that. And then He goes on and He tells them, now when I prosper you, don't forget me.
Right.
When I bring you out, when you have plenty, when you have houses and you have money and you have, you know, animals and all of that, you know, don't forget me.
Right.
Just don't forget where, you know, and I always think to myself, and see, God was telling them that, He said, because that the prosperity will take you away from me, and that's where you got it to start with.
Right. Yeah.
And see, that's, you know, just like, for example, you know, whenever God began to prosper me and Teresa, and I mean, I walked with Him and paid my bills and different things and worked on getting good credit. A good name is rather to be chosen than fine gold and silver. And I worked on getting a good name because the Bible says I needed one, a good name, so I didn't have a good name. So I thought, well, I want that, Lord. I want a good name because a good name. I walked in, you know, I walked in the place and I said, I told the guy, I said, I want that truck right there for my wife. And he said, well, a good man get what he wants. And I left, you know, and I thought, hell, I ain't been too good all my life, really. Like that, you know, I thought I'm born again now.
Yeah.
Now I'm a good man. I'll pay for that truck now. You know, I won't let it go back, man. I'll pay for it, you know. Well, see, I was working on then having a good name.
Right.
And so I thought, well, I let a truck go back and hurt Dad's credit and mine. That was not a good name. And I hurt somebody else. Well, see, what I'm saying in that is, see, God wanted me to where I would stand in integrity so He could prosper me.
Yeah.
He could bring me up, bring you up, bring you into a higher place. See, He's not going to prosper me if I'm not going to take care of and steward over. But that's one of the keys that He started out. And I believe He does everybody that way. I believe the Bible's the path for everybody. We need to work on having a good name. A good name. And when our heart is set to do that, then the Bible says that it is Him working in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure.
Glory to God.
And see, then, you know, I heard a sermon one time and the guy says, you know, you owe a lot of money. And he said, don't raise your hands. He said, that's why we're having this.
Right.
He said, we're going to learn how to get out of debt. We're going to learn, we're going to help. And then he went through a series, you know, of borrowing debt. If God's okay, He'll take it off. You know, and making payments. Then paying it off early. Paying extra money on it and all that. So I thought, well, bless God, this sounds like God to me. So I'm going to work on it. Now, year after year after year, you know, I would work on it. Now, I don't care if that paid just a little extra on it. See, what I'm saying is, see, God was wanting to take me. Then I went through the pay extra payments, pay it off early. We did it. We paid our home off early. I paid trucks off early. We paid things off early. We didn't drag them out. We believed God to bring in extra money and didn't blow it on nothing and kept giving to the kingdom and everything. See, God will lead you to give, maybe not even in this church.
Right.
I mean, God's got things in our life, and He's doing it to prosper us, to prosper you. God is never asking us to do anything that he's not going to bless us. He's going to bless us. Give me that song, Beth, please. 35. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause or God's way. Yea, let them say continually, the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. Now, I've had people, you know, tell me before, because I was believing for prosperity, they didn't know what I'm giving and what I'm tithing at church and what I'm sacrificing, you know, for people that's on the road and the jails and giving and believing God because I'm giving that I'm going to increase. They didn't know all that. But then later on, they seen the stuff, you know. God began to prosper me, Teresa, just like he does you and anybody else, you know. And then they're like, one of them told me, well, the Bible says for us to sell all that we have and give to the poor. Then we'll have treasures. We're not supposed to have. I said, well, you know, maybe you need to go in your house and get rid of all the whatnots you got hanging on the wall. You bought in the yard sale. Go clean your walls off. Get rid of your chairs and all that. Sit on the floor. Yeah. No, you're talking about my stuff over here. Let's talk about yours.
Right.
You're a Christian. Get off them shoes. Go barefooted. Yeah. That makes them mad when you say that. But then you go back and you say, I don't owe you an explanation. I'm not ashamed of God blessing me and prospering me. Well, see, those things comes to challenge the word that you're putting in your heart from the Bible or from hearing the word or preaching here or whatever. See, that comes to challenge where you will turn loose of that word, where you'll say, well, they're right, these poor people. I mean, I'm in the shower one time and God had prospered us, began to prosper us, and we had a couple of vehicles, you know, and everything, and they, you know, and I'm in the shower, you know, and I'm thinking about, I'm going to the homeless down. Richard went once, cooked them breakfast and carried them. I told him where to go, or maybe you went somewhere else, I don't know. But I'd go to the homeless every Christmas for years. I did it for years. And I'd load that truck up, put a camper on it, and load it up with clothes and toboggans and groceries. And then I had a problem. They didn't have no can openers. So I had to spend some of my money to buy can openers. Because I couldn't cure them canned food without can openers, right?
Yeah.
And at that time, I mean, I really couldn't afford can openers.
Right.
But I did it anyways. Well, I'm standing in the shower, and I was feeling guilty. I was feeling guilty about prospering because I knew bunches of people all over that didn't have nothing. They were poor and all of that stuff. And I'm in the shower, and the Lord spoke to me. I said, I was telling the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, I can sell one of these vehicles. I can make it without it. If you want me to and take the money down there and all of that stuff. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, how did you get it? Yeah. I said, well, Lord, I started tithing and I started giving. He said, don't you tell them down there about me? I said, well, yes, Lord. I mean, that's the first thing I do. Lead them to Jesus when I get down there and let God and hear them Bibles and show them the love of Jesus. I said, yes, sir, Lord, I do. He said, well, they got the same Jesus you do.
Right.
He said, and so the next time that I went, what I'm telling you this is that we're not to feel guilty when God blesses us. We're to enjoy what God blesses us with. We're to enjoy what we ride in. We're to enjoy health. We're to enjoy feeling good spiritually.
Right.
Yeah.
He's doing all this to bless us. Well, so I thought, okay, bless God. You know? So I go down on the streets down there. Next time I go, you know, I told him, I said, you know what? I said, God wants to prosper you. He wants to prosper you. And one of them told me, he said, we got it all better off down here than you do. I said, how do you figure that, man? He said, we ain't got no light bill. We ain't got no water bill. We ain't got no tags to buy. We ain't got no gas. We ain't got no car batteries to keep up. You know, I left there and I thought, man, he got me on that one. I got all this trouble with this stuff. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, that's a wrong spirit.
Right.
He said, you believe me for faith to maintain everything that you believe me for.
Right.
He said, if I give it to you, I'll maintain it. He said, the same faith that gets it to you is the same faith that'll get you the means to maintain it.
Right.
See, he was teaching me all the time, Johnny, just teaching me little here, little there, you know, how to prosper right and how to, well, I got a lot of stuff, and he takes care of it.
There we go.
Praise God, I needed tires on the truck, and I thought, fuck God, I'm just going to put a new set on there. Go put a new set, a nearly new set on the truck, and I thought, you know what, that felt good. So I called a dude up, and I said, order me two sets of tires. I want one set this week for that trailer, and I want a new set the next week for that trailer. So I went down there and popped new tires on my trailer. I thought, fuck God, that's good.
Man.
Used to go over there and get them pull-offs over there to run 3,800 miles and blow out. For $18. But you know what? I thought, glory to God, that's that John 10:10 in my life, Lord. You come that I might have life and have it more abundant. The word abundant means to the full, till it overflows. To the full. Somebody say to the full. Till I'm full. I got plenty of money. My health is good. A tax come to your body, but just don't take it. I feel a cold coming on. You better slap it down.
Yeah.
Slap that down. Oh, my throat's getting scratchy. You better shut that up. You resist it just like you do poverty.
Yeah.
Or you do, I mean, I just won't hardly sit around and gossip about people. I slap her down.
Yeah.
I'm all the time saying to myself when I hear about people's problems and this. I'm all the time saying, none of my business. Why? Because it's trying to mess with my prosperity.
Yeah.
Trying to mess with me spiritually. If you mess with me spiritually, you can get me physically and you can get me financially. If you can kill me spiritually, get me weak spiritually, get me out of faith and looking at the way the world is and the way the economy is and all of that stuff, if you can get me weak spiritually, you can get me looking at that and you can get me off the path of going up. What does God's word say? Nevertheless, it's your word. That's what Simon said.
Right.
Yeah.
We might get to that. Might just tell you that. But he says, somebody say, he pleases God to prosper me.
Please God.
I didn't write it. It's right there.
Yeah.
He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. He takes pleasure when you ain't on the side of the road.
Right.
Yeah.
You can go right on to work, go to Walmart, get your stuff, get back home safe. He takes pleasure in that happening.
Yes.
He takes pleasure in you having nice clothes to come to the house of God and represent him.
Man.
He takes pleasure. Believe him for some new clothes, man.
Yeah.
You can even go to the thrift store and find some anointing, which can't you?
Yes, sir.
That guy the other day up there, I don't know what it was, he's from Kentucky or somewhere. He said, hey, where'd you get that hat from? Because it represented where he is from or some ball game. I said, my wife got it at the thrift store. I'm not ashamed of the thrift store. I'm rich, but I'm not still going to the thrift store. I'm not again going to the thrift store and getting a good deal on a cap for $1 instead of paying $30.
Right.
Nothing wrong with it. It wears just like the other one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I got a pair of Creflo Dollar shoes. I call them Creflo Dollar. They come from the thrift store, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every now and then, Teresa say, Mom, did you like Creflo? So I got those gray pants, I call them Creflo Dollar shoes. They come from the thrift store. Everybody don't know that. Look at Scotty with that nice shoe boy looking. He wanting to look rich. I'm rich. I don't have to look like it.
Right.
Yeah.
It ain't got nothing to do with them $2 pair of Creflo Dollar shoes. Hallelujah. See, prosperity is a right heart.
Amen.
And a right spirit, and he'll give you everything. He'll bring everything to you. He'll give you your heart's desire. He said, be soft and pliable. He said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. He'll put desires in there. Praise God. He said, commit your ways to me and I'll bring it to pass. He'll cause you to prosper.
Amen.
Somebody asked me one time, how do you prosper? I don't know, and I can't help it. It just happens.
Right.
I said, my father's a good father.
Amen.
I said, he just sometimes blesses me for no reason.
Yep.
He just pours it out on me sometimes for no reason.
Right.
And if you follow him, he'll do it to you. Ain't that what Deuteronomy says, that these blessings will come on you and over, they'll slap you down.
Yep.
They'll just come on you and overtake you.
Amen.
See, I sat around and started saying it when God spoke to me here several years ago. He said, why don't you believe me for big jobs, less work, and more money? And I said, bless God, that sounds good, Lord.
Amen.
And so I said, thank you, Lord, that I'll get big jobs, less work, and more money. And you know what? Every since that happened, I get big commercial jobs.
Amen.
And I hand Travis stuff. Here, boy, get on that limb. Let's go. I don't even have to don't do it no more.
Amen.
And I prosper. It prosper. See, and it's not. I mean, people, they listen to what I'm saying. They say, man, that's kind of his own business. They don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
My business let me down years ago. The bank let me down years ago. Money let me down many, many times. People have failed me, but God and his word never fails.
Amen.
My trust is in the Lord. Your trust is in the Lord. Our trust is in the Lord. Our heart is fixed on him, trusting in him. And that causes him to be able to bring his counsel to the body of Christ and begin to heal and set free and deliver and maneuver. How many know the Bible says that Jesus is the captain of my salvation, your salvation? Do you know Jesus is driving the ship?
Hallelujah.
And you know what? A good captain like he is, just in the natural, he don't say, okay, everybody get on board, we're going fishing. Just don't worry about the nets and don't get no food for tea. We'll be all right. No, that captain gets all the lures, all the everything they need, the life stuff. He gets that ship ready. He makes sure all the nets are ready. Then he says, let's go, boys. Let's go out. That's Jesus in our life. He's equipped us. Give me that 3 John.
Bet, please.
How's the Facebook Live doing? Good?
Good.
Woo-hoo! Lying devil. I come in prayed over.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Took authority over some things. Been crashing on it. I got brand new equipment. Well, the equipment ain't working. What we need is anointing. Need the anointing on it. And so go down there, pray over it, I rebuke it. And then I told Zach, I said, I don't want to hear y'all whining about that no more. They wasn't whining, they telling me about it. They wasn't whining. How many know that sometimes you, and I'm not talking about here. See, I got authority over this ministry under Jesus.
Right.
And I don't care if it's a Toyota transmission, you can lay hands on it and he'll heal it.
Right. Yeah.
Or if it's a Netgear.
Right.
He knows how to fix things in the realm of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And if you're facing that, listen, just like when God begins to prosper you, there's going to be more pressure. There's going to be more. You're going to have to grow. You're going to have to go to another level. You're going to have to trust him more. You're going to have to lean on him more. The more that he prospers you, the more you will lean on him, or the prosperity will crush you.
Right.
You can't handle it without him.
Yeah.
Right.
3 John, it says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Yeah.
God wants you to prosper and be in health, but he wants our spiritual life first.
Yeah.
See, I thought that all the problems in our marriage, we needed marriage counseling and all that stuff, you know. But all we needed was, we needed some spiritual depth. We needed to have God's word in there, God's spirit in there, and a vision for our marriage. Like a Teresa come home one time, she said, marriage, you know, is like a pyramid. You grow up, you grow together. When you grow in God, you're growing up, you grow together.
Amen.
Really, we do. We pray, we stay together. Pray together, stay together.
Amen.
With busting up coffee tables and you quit killing your prosperity. God can prosper you with a coffee table and you break it in half. Teresa did it. That's been years ago. See, that's what Paul talked about. When I was a child, I thought like a child. I acted like a child. He said, but when I became a man, I put away those childish things. See, people told Travis before, Scotty's just too serious. I'm blessed.
Amen.
I'd rather be serious and blessed than funny and broke and sad.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Right.
It's time to be funny. I'm funny at home, Teresa. That's why she married me. I was funny. She wasn't funny. She still ain't. She needs me to be funny. She needs me to be goofy at times. But now when it comes to our life and spiritual matters, I'm not goofy and silly over it. I'm just not. I pop her every now and then. In the belly. Come on. Pop me. Now we're just playing. So I make her laugh. She needs me. Let her do good like a medicine, right?
Yep.
Well, if I'm all down and I mean discouraged about the world and $5 worth of gallon, I put gas in my truck and sneezed this morning, put the gas in the back, and it had a half quarter tank on it. I thought, well, I'll just stick $30 in there. And I'm a $20 man, you know, but she ain't getting my... Tracy, I get on her nerves. She's filling it up, man. You know, yeah. And I'm like, I ain't got time for that, man. Get $20, I'll stop later. That's just mentality. So I stuck $30. I got started down the road, and it had a half a quarter of a tank. I thought, are you serious? I mean, seriously. I looked down at that, and I thought, that was there when I stopped. I thought, they rigged that pump, man. I know. I pumped $30. I thought, did I or not? And I pumped $30. I thought, oh, well, it is what it is. Well, I went on about... You know, about I got over to a tile over there where you get on 431, and I looked down, and I had a little over a quarter of a tank. And I thought, idiot, try to fool me. Try to get me in doubt and unbelief. Try to make me believe I didn't get no gas. I thought, but you know what? I'm gonna have my $30 worth of fuel, whether it went in there or not. I'm going to faith it over. That's faith, Richard.
Yep.
That's faith. You're rolling on empty. You know you put 30 in there, and I'm going to get my $30 worth of faith out of that system. Well, it moved up. And I thought, wow, man, that was wild there. That gas hand's never done that, praise God. Trying to mess with my head. Well, you mess with my head, devil, but you can't mess with my faith and my heart. The word's in here. You can try to mess with this head, but when I get connected in here, you're done.
Right.
You are done. Hallelujah. That's the way me and you have to be. He's done.
Amen.
I don't know if y'all going to make it or not. Shut up, you idiot. Hey, you know what the Bible says. That's why you're telling me that. Talk to that devil. If you're going to talk to him, don't go around, that devil, that devil messing with my husband. That devil's messing with my husband. That devil's messing with our finance. That devil, quit telling him that.
Yeah.
Would y'all pray the devil? No, we can't. We'll pray that you get up, shut up, suck it up, buttercup, and get in faith, get in that Bible till that Bible's ruling your heart and mind. Till that Bible is what you're thinking about in your situation, and then you stop and you say, devil, you should have messed with somebody else. That Bible says I'm more than a conqueror, but God, yeah, you made me feel and think that I'm defeated, but you ain't nothing but a liar and the father of them. That Bible says you are a liar. That's prosperity, man. You'll be like, asked that cop the other day, went up on the job, asking. I said, amen. I said, when somebody jumps out of the car, they take off running. I said, does your adrenaline get to pumping? He said, oh, it's pumping when I turn them lights on. When I kick them siren lights, he said, it's already pumping. He said, oh, you better believe it, that adrenaline. I thought, that's faith. That's the way faith is to me. I mean, you don't have to have lights, man. Just God dropped something in me to believe you for.
Right.
God, give me something to believe you for. In my spiritual adrenaline goes to pumping. And I'm like, glory to God, I'm going to run them down. That's the way them cops do. He's out there running. And I told him, I said, I guess you got to stay in shape, Travis. I told Travis, so he said, I said, that guy just took off running. He's a cop. And I said, Travis said, I guess you got to stay in shape. Yeah, you got to do jumps out and goes running. I mean, you don't want to be a big guy and don't never get on a treadmill or nothing, do you? Get out of the car, stop! The police! We need back up, back up! He's 43 steps ahead of him about to faint. I wait on compliments. You ought to go to the gym. You signed up for it. Give me Luke 5. Beth, let's go to Luke. No, give me the Psalm 94. Sorry. Yeah, let's read that Psalm 34, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't got nothing. The angel of the Lord, Sandy brought it up. He'll keep you from them accidents. Could put you in a hospital, kill you, break you up, ruin your prosperity plan.
Right.
But them angels, the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear and delivers them.
Man.
We got angels. And did you know the Bible says that the angels of the Lord, now they're kept around about us, the Bible says that the angels of the Lord excel in strength, hearkening to the voice of the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, I used to think that's just God. Now we got God's word in us. Bless God, he speaks to us. Just like he told Sandy, stop praying and receive it. That's the spirit of God right there. And now when Sandy does it, angels are working. They excel in strength hearkening. They work for us.
Amen.
I mean, they deliver us. They're there. They're really there. Hallelujah. They go out and I believe that they go out and cause people to buy doors from me.
Yeah.
I do. I believe it.
Right.
He says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed. Somebody say blessed.
Blessed.
Because I trust him.
Amen.
Blessed is the man that trusteth in him, that fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no lack to them that fear him. Now, fear don't mean be scared of God. The word fear means to have an awe towards God, to realize that he's God, to realize that he's awesome, to realize that he's powerful, to realize that he's working in our life. That's what it's talking about, that reverence for God, hallelujah, in our hearts. Let's go to that Luke 5 now. Beth, I know it's supposed to be later. I forgot I got more time here.
Amen.
Didn't do praise and worship. I got an hour and 10 minutes. Travis said, don't make no difference. We do one song or four. He goes between 51 and 53 minutes. I think that's 20 minutes. And it come to pass, and the people pressed upon him, talking about Jesus, to hear the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Now these people over there at Sea of Galilee, it's so clear, they would fish at night. They fished that sea at night. These were fishermen. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Go ahead. Notice he's teaching the word now. People's coming in. They want to hear. He goes in there. He's teaching. How many know that's how important the Bible is?
Right.
Jesus is fixing to teach them how to prosper, but he's teaching them. He's teaching the word of God. He's teaching to show them how that when they add the supernatural on the natural, how the prosperity comes.
Right.
That's what he's fixing to do. And when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught, for a catch. Simon answered and said to him, Master, we've toiled all night. Have you been believing for a long time?
Yeah.
You done tried everything you can try. You done tried every doctor they are. Done tried everything. I've been there, done that. Tried everything in my power to get finances in, to pay my house and save us and blah, 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 you know. Done everything I knew to do. Well, that's what they did. And Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down their nets. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish. Now, they just came out of that sea. Done daylight. They caught nothing. All night long. They even later on had to bring partners in. But God spoke this to me when I got here. He said, I want you to tell them they're facing things. Prosperity looks impossible. Healing looks like it's not going to come. Things are not. He said, nevertheless, at my word.
Amen.
He said, tell them to say, nevertheless, at the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
And then what happened here will happen to you.
Right.
See, it was against all odds. People said to me, and I heard rumors that he will never prosper. He'll never go anywhere and be nothing and do nothing. But you know what? I would not listen to that. I've read in there where Paul said that he didn't go to flesh and blood. He didn't refer to them. And so I thought, I've got to stick with this Bible. I know that I'm a Weston. I know that I was born in a big family. I know that commodities was the best thing ever happened in my life when I was a kid.
Amen.
I know that yellow blocks was the best thing Daddy could ever do, is bring a bag, not to live anything, and I would grab the whole bag, and the whole bunch couldn't get to me. I would go up under the house, all the way to the back, man. And it was low on the ground, and they ain't getting on them. So that mentality was in me, ingrained in me, built in me, and even saying over me.
Right.
But whenever, I told somebody one time, I said, the Lord fix to send me to the jails. I've been saved about 5 months, and I knew on the inside I'm called to preach and had a desire to go to the jails and start preaching. Didn't have a clue how I'm going to get there. Wasn't even thinking about it. I thought, God, if God opens the... I read that in Revelation where it says he'll open doors that no man can shut. And he'll shut doors that no man can open. And I just set that in my heart. But God, and I said, that's mine. People, the only reason I was in Revelation, book of Revelation, because people was telling me, just stay out of the book of Revelation. It's a deep book. And it's confusing. Boy, I got in there, and that was the revelation to me that God was going to open doors for me that nobody shut. And I thought, no wonder they ain't getting no goodies out of here. They're scared of it. Somebody done told them that's a weird book. What does it say? The book, the revelation of Jesus. That's what the book of Revelation is. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. You can see him all through there. All in the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. Read the book of Revelation. Just don't be scared. Don't think you can't understand it. The Holy Spirit will reveal in that word, wherever it's at, what he wants you to know. He will reveal it to you. Nevertheless, at your word, give me the 1 Timothy. Now, give me the John 10:10 now. See, God is taking us higher this year. I've done laid hold of it. I told God, I said, God, this is going to be a year. I believe in it right now, and I receive it. Like, Lord, my home paid off. Everything I owe, Lord, I won't owe nothing after this year. I can't see how it's going to happen in the natural, Lord, but I'm not going to look in the natural. I'm going to believe for the supernatural. Turn the TV on. A recession is pending. Pulling up there on the job the other day or to load up some doors, and then said, there's no way we're not going to have a recession. People talking about it. TV talking about it. Right after I believe that. Wouldn't you know it? Try to come right after you start believing God and bam, give you something in the natural to cause you to let go of what you believe God for.
Yeah.
Let gas go up.
Yeah.
Let them cut pulling off. Let them squeeze. You know what happens to people that believe God in hardship? They grow. They go up. They go. Yeah. I've told Trev, I went through a season. Praise God, I thought about working for Richard. I mean, he just don't know how I can set buildings.
Yeah.
I don't need no help. I'll drive your truck and set them buildings. We'll split it and set the house. I'll make more than you do. Because you ain't getting other tips. Because when they tip, it's going to be me. But what I'm saying, I went through that, you know, and I mean, I had to adjust and had to, and the Lord, Teresa told me, about in the middle of it, I'm ready to quit. I mean, the pressure is just so great in the thing that I've been doing for so long. It's so great, you know, I'm like, I've been doing this nearly 30 years. It's time to get out anyhow. I go play around with them cows. I'm telling Teresa a little bit, you know, not that I'm going to quit and all that, you know, and she said, this is going to cause you to grow.
Amen.
This is going to cause you to be stronger.
Amen.
She said, don't you remember the stake being drove down, the prophecy back there, we started talking about it, you know, and everything, and I'm going through a lot of stuff then, and I don't understand a lot of things, you know, and I said, yep. Then I made up my mind, that's where I'm at. Black God, this is going to make me stronger. This ain't going to crush me. This is going to take me higher. I've been ordering doors, getting the money, and bam, paying for them. Bam, I got them coming.
Amen.
They're all paid for, no pressure.
Amen.
They want to cancel, I say, pick your doors up when they get here. You bought them. I took your money and bought them. Just come get them. I'll call you when they come in. You ain't canceling on me. I ain't got them. I ain't got your money. They got it.
Yeah.
See, what I'm saying here is wherever you're at in the pressure, you got to lean on the Lord, trust in the Lord, acknowledge the Lord, and let the Lord maneuver you and give you wisdom. And He'll give you His wisdom in the time that you need it. And you will respond His way, and it will absolutely take you higher in your marriage. It'll help you spiritually. I mean, if you ain't been feeling good spiritually, what I'm talking about tonight will give you a drink of living water. It'll fill you up with the joy and the peace of God. It'll cause you to... The Bible says the joy of the Lord is mine and your strength. Not big, great faith and all that. That's good to have. But when you've got joy on the inside, hallelujah, about everything going on, turmoil's out here, and you just got a peace that passes all understanding because you know that God is working for you, that is priceless.
Yes.
Amen.
Then you can just... Man, Travis was on the job. Something. We're in a hurry. Because I just let another guy go. And so I'm having to do a little more work. That's okay, man. I get paid good work, man. You know? And so we're in a hurry. And I told Travis, I said, look, man, we just got to pace this. I said, because I got to enjoy this.
Yeah.
I can't enjoy it all tight and in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
You got to slow down. Enjoy it.
Right.
You got to enjoy the works of your hand. The Bible says it.
Right.
He said, you will eat the fruit of your labor. If it's rotten, you don't want it.
Yeah.
So I told him, I said, then he said, yeah, we'll just taste, we'll just do it, blah, 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 you know, and all of that. And so, listen, what I'm saying, you're going to have to relax.
Right.
You need to take time and rest your brain. Your brain to stay on trouble and work and blah, blah, blah. I mean, just stay on it. You've got to have a timeout with your brain where your brain will rest. My brain works all the time. Aubrey's just like me. That brain of that girl's goes. I mean, she's three steps ahead of what she's talking about. Teresa told me one time, she said, good Lord, you're making me tired telling me about all this that you're doing. Somebody told me, why don't you build it? I said, listen. I said, I don't need you to tell me how to build that. I said, I done built that 14 times. I said, so when I get there, I know what I'm doing. I ain't going over there wondering how to build this. I already built it 14 times in my mind, laid it out 14 different ways in my mind and determined this is the route that I'm going. So when I get there, drive a stake, give me a tape, and shut up and get the post over there. And then, that's what God will do with you. If you will acknowledge the Lord, if you will cast things, the big thing is casting your cares over on the Lord. Cash, you don't want to go to work tomorrow. Well, we don't, none of us. Who's just going to pay somebody to go to work in here? Anybody? See there? Ain't nobody of yours to go to work tomorrow. If you did, you'd pay somebody to let you go to work. Look, there ain't nobody, 99.9% of Americans don't want to go to their job in the morning. Now, they some find out, I can't go to sleep sometimes wishing it was already daylight. But I relate that to this. I relate that to this. I mean, I relate the way I feel on the inside, go get it done, be productive to this, and acknowledging the Lord, hallelujah. Teresa asked me the other day, because every now and then, I'll take a Mucinex or something. I mean, you don't want to be around me with Mucinex. I get a Mucinex, I get mad. I'm just like an unregenerated man. That stuff makes me ill. I wake up, I want to kill the fan because it's running. But anyhow, you know, I come in the other day and I took something else. Not that day did, but it just don't do me like the Mucinex for my sinus. And so I come in, I can't shut up. Because I'm making decisions that God's telling me. I'm doing things and it's taking pressure off of me. And then I'm enjoying the sunshine. I'm going to enjoy life. I'm like, oh yeah, oh yeah. So I'm on the porch and I'm blah, 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 blah. She looked at me and she said, what are you taking? I said, well, I'm not taking nothing. She said, are you sure? You didn't take nothing? You're wide open. You're just wide open. You're talking so fast. You're having to catch up. No, you know what happened? I come through that storm, Johnny, and I made my mind up. This is not going to break me. This is going to make me, and I'm going to make decisions, and I'm being bold with people. I'm like, you're going to pay me money now, and I need $12,600. And when I get it, you know, I'm going to order your doors. Yeah. A couple of days, $12,600. And I'm like, there we go. Put it in there, call them. Pay for them. Poof, that's gone. You know that feels good?
Amen.
See, I was there, God, I want out of this. God, why me, God? I've been faithful all these years, God. I've been a little poor little God.
Yep.
Carrying that load, Sandy. Carrying that load. Then people quit the church. Oh, I wanted to come in here and any of y'all want to quit? Let's do it now where I don't have to deal with it in a few days. Just quit. So I can move on. Not worried about some more of you going. You know, y'all ain't going nowhere. That was a liar, right? What would you want to leave? Look at this good stuff you get.
Yeah.
Man, you're learning how to go out there and live, baby.
That's right.
This Bible right here. See, any word is not good. The anointed word, the word from the Lord, the word that has come from heaven, coming down into our spirit, that's what gives us power. That's what brings revelation, when it's the anointed word.
Yeah.
And you know what I've noticed? I've honestly noticed more anointing when I'm under pressure everywhere, when I yield the right way.
Right.
I mean, I have honestly, when I'm yielding to the Lord and casting it over on the Lord, I really feel good in pressure. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Bring it on, devil. This all you got? Even dealing with them sinners. This one guy, he bought from Martin. Martin ain't ordering no more doors. He's sending them to me. I'm gonna prosper.
Yeah.
We gonna prosper.
That's right.
Travis gonna prosper.
Yeah.
He gonna make double the money off of them doors as he did with to start with.
Yeah.
He gonna prosper. Well, the Bible tells me in there, and I've been believing it for years, I believe it's Psalms 112, he'll bless me and my children's children. Me and my children. It says wealth and riches will be in your house. Don't stay broke. Take that Bible and say, that's mine. Put it on my refrigerator. This house is wealth and riches in here. Black God is wealth and riches in here. Money cometh to me. Health cometh to me. I spoke to everything today. My body, I said, thank you, Lord. My liver works good. My lungs work good, Lord. My joint, my marrow, and my bones are good, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that nothing that comes against me and Teresa, the church will prosper. We're healed. We receive it, Lord. Why? Because the Bible says we're the healed of God. The Bible says that we're blessed going in, blessed going out. And you might be here tonight, and you might be so broke that you can't, and God puts you here to hear it.
Amen.
Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. If you're hearing all the time how bad you are off and how much you ain't got and all that, and you're thinking that all the time, you're not going to rise to where God puts you. Because the natural realm is not what's going to prosper you.
Amen.
God will put his supernatural on the natural, and the natural will prosper you then because of the supernatural. See, that guy, I don't think, knows how to trust the Lord. It crushed him. Over here, I'm like, I don't care if they use me or not. They going to give me money. I'm tired of this. And I ain't going under with them or without them.
Amen.
If I don't get it, good. I don't want it. Whatever God, and then I tell the Lord, I'll get whatever, Lord, you want me to have. Prosperity can't be stopped by no man in my life. I just preached it Wednesday night. He's a personal Jesus. And then you're the only one that can limit God in your life. I'm the only one. I mean, witches have done you know, seances and stuff against me. But I done read in that Bible that you can't cursed what God's blessed. And I took that and I thought, Lord, God, send me that witch, Lord. Let me run across that. These real witches. These real satanic people that worship Satan. They worship him. They sacrifice animals on the altar for him. These ladies that are impregnated to have babies to sacrifice to him. In this world that we live in, they're really real. We don't see them here. Too much, but they're real. But then I would come back and I would say, I would feel it. I would feel the heaviness, the darkness, like a cloud, just like, you know, and everything. And then I would come back and I would say, you can't curse what God's blessed, Satan. I'm blessed to the Lord. I bind every principality. I cast it down in the name of Jesus. Then when my mind told me I was going to lose everything, I said, I fought poverty and I bind you, you lying spirit. Just, I'm not going down and I'm not going under. Hallelujah. Well, I've almost got my house paid for. I don't know much. I can pay it off right now. I just choose not to. That's a good place to be. I can just snap over there and pay it off tomorrow if I want to. I'm in control now.
Right.
Feels good to be in control where you can control, and then it tries to pressure you. You say, I'm in control. Don't tell me nothing. Don't tell me I can't make it. I'm going over the top. That's where we're all headed. But you might say, well, I don't really feel like, give me that Timothy. Give me the Timothy. First Timothy. Charge them. That means command. I'm commanding you. Command them that are rich in this age.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
He told Timmy, he said, go command them.
Right.
You know why he's doing that? Because God prospering them. God is prospering them. And he wants to tell them, he said, look, he said, that they be not high-minded. Don't drive around because you got a nice car or truck anymore and a motorcycle thinking that you're something bad.
Right.
That's not godly.
Right.
That's high-minded.
Yep.
If you've got one stop in the parking lot, say, God, you're the only one that matters, Lord. Thank you that this will not move me.
Right.
This right here is nothing. This ain't me. This is the vehicle, Lord. You better do that and keep your heart right. Lord, trust in uncertain riches. Money's uncertain. Things are uncertain. But trust in the living God. See, if you're trusting in money, you're going after it for it to save you, for it to pay your bills and all that. But he says, don't do that.
Right.
He said, trust in the living God who giveth us how richly, in abundance, all things to enjoy.
Yeah.
Richly. Somebody say richly.
Richly.
That gets on some religious folks might nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Brother Scott's always richly. I didn't write it.
Yeah.
I didn't write that, man. It was in there. Teresa brought that out to me one day. She said, I would say the Lord gives us all things to enjoy. She told me, she said, you are misquoting scripture. I said, what? What do you mean I'm misquoting scripture? I know better than that. I know what it says. She said, well, you're not quoting it right. She said, let's just see. I said, well, don't have to see. I know what it says. Now I'll show you. So she go get the Bible. She said it says richly. Richly. Well, I got it, buddy. I thought, well, I'd swallow that pride. You got any pride, that'll slap you right in the face right there. You know what it is. You know what to do. And then the Bible tells you something different. You're like, ah, well, you know, it don't really matter. You're eat up with pride. You better repent.
Yeah.
I was missing out on the best part. Yeah. Richly.
Yeah.
Now, glory to God. He gives us all things in abundance, richly. See, look, some people, they sit around, and this is hard for them to hear because they're broke. They're ingrained in unbelief, in fear. They're trusting in the thing that God's telling them not to, and it makes it hard on them because the mind don't understand that if God, we trust in God, He will give us richly.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says that we're to renew our mind to the Word of God.
Amen.
Not to be religious-minded, just have a head knowledge, but to have a heart knowledge that God is our Father, that God is a good God, that God's word don't lie, that God wants to prosper us. He wants us in health. And if you're young and you ain't got no health problems, get that word in there and let it work till you are 120 years old. Keep it. Walk in divine health. Have it in your heart and in your mind. Tell the Lord all the time. With long, satisfied life will you give me and show me your salvation, God. Thank you, Lord. Sickness and disease will never touch me. No plague will come nigh my dwelling. Only with my eyes will I see the reward of the wicked. You need to have that just rehearsed every now and then, once a week, like you're taking an act. Hallelujah. Give me the Deuteronomy, gosh, we got to quit. I got 12 minutes. Look, he tells him here, he said, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. It's not in not keeping his commandments, leaning on him, yielding to the word, his judgment, statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast entered full, and hast built godly houses, and dwell therein, and when thy herds and flocks multiply, and the silver and gold is multiplied. He's telling them, I'm going to multiply you. All this stuff is going to happen to you.
Right.
He's telling them.
Right.
He said, don't forget me. He said, dwell therein, and when thy herds and flocks multiply, thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, all that thou hast is multiplied with it. Then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, where fiery serpents, scorpions, and drought, where there was no water. How many of us, he brought us out from nowhere.
Right.
He really did. He brought me out from nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have millions of dollars and still be on the bottom.
Right.
You know, serpents and scorpions, drought, where there was no water. Who brought thee forth out of the rock of the flint, wait a minute. Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he may prove thee to do thee good at the latter end. You hear that? God spoke to me. He said, see, he said, I see your latter end. He said, I see 15 years down the road, 20 years down the road. He said, I looked at your life and brought you out and told you what you're going to tell them tonight. Don't forget me whenever I prosper west and overhead door. Whenever I caused it to make $500,000 in 3 years and growing. Don't forget me. Don't forget me when I raised up blonde overhead door again when you went down to nothing and had nothing. That's what he was telling me. Don't forget me when you drive trucks that you can have anything you want. Don't not ask me then and just do what you want to. Acknowledge me even when you get a bunch. Acknowledge me. Do you want that? Do I really want? I've asked the Lord before, Lord, do I really want that or not? Because I've got things and wished I've never got. Not acknowledging the Lord. When I got into a place to where I could get anything I wanted, God would say, you don't want that? I want it. God don't know what I want. He don't know. He's up there. He don't know how I feel. Yes, he does. He knows. He knows if I don't lean on him and yield to him and acknowledge him, I will try to fill the void that is in my heart, even though I'm born again. I'll try to fill it with other things that satisfy me. When none of that satisfies but God. When you got God, anything satisfies you. Truly. And say in that heart, my power and my mind. That was a hard one for me. Because I'm like, no, God, I'm the one driving this truck. I'm the one shifting these gears. Because I heard a preacher, he said, without me, you can do nothing. Jesus. And so I'm like, no, that's crazy. I'm the one shifting. I'm telling God, I'm shifting these gears, God. Then I would climb up all that boom. I'm unloading this lumber, God. I'm doing this. I mean, it's not God doing this. It's really not God. Then one time I told the Lord, I said, Lord, just withdraw your presence from me. I mean, I wanted to commit suicide and everything. And that scripture become real to me. I ain't going to drive that truck. I can't. I can't go. That sucks. That job sucks. I've quit that job. Now I'm a Christian. I'm quitting again. But then I repent. Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry. He restored me. Then I'm driving that truck. I said, oh, Lord, this is you. Glory to God. I got your strength in me. That's why I won't quit and everything. See, it was him giving me that. See, we got to remember that. And say that old. My power, my might, and my hand got me this well. That's foolish. Right. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get well. That he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers. Amen. But look at what he said there in verse 16. He told him, he said, don't forget me because I'm looking to the end of your life. And you're going to prosper. You're going to have plenty at the end. But you can stop it. I'm not satisfied. Money don't satisfy me. I can have a bunch of money and I'm just like I was. Shoot, go climb on that tractor, go out there, get the cow dog. It don't bug you. See, it don't bug you. But if it does feel good, the Bible in Proverbs says that money solves all problems. It pays your light bill and all that stuff. So God is encouraging you. He's going to bring you out. He's increased you up to this far. But the Bible says in Psalms, I believe it's 112, he said he will increase you more and more. Both small and great. Don't matter if you got a lot, he's going to increase you. Don't matter if you're mid-wage, he's going to increase you. Don't matter if you're down on the bottom, if you will put your trust in him and learn to walk with him and yield to the Holy Spirit, he will take you to the top. In Jesus' name. The Bible says those that do know their God will do exploits. Extraordinary things, hallelujah. And we've not seen nothing. God, this 2022, good. We've had two challenging years, good. I hate it. Hate what we went through. Praise God. But you know what? It's made us stronger. It's made us more determined. The Christians that pushed through and went through that, praise God, they're stronger right now. A lot of them that I've seen them in a long time. Had somebody call me the other day. He said, Brother Weston, he said, the Lord impressed me to intercede for you. I said, praise God. He said, I've been interceding for you. He's a preacher man. He said, I've been interceding for you. When I answered the phone, he said, your voice always sounds soothing. It just makes me feel good to hear your voice. I'm anointed. Yeah. We're anointed, right? You don't get around me. Oh, I don't know if we're going to make it, Richard. Good God. I'm like, suck it up, buttercup. Man, what's wrong with you, man? That's encouraging to folks. Yep. Bradley likes to be around me. Get around me, I'm like, God's going to do this. He'll do that, not that. He can be down, he's up. I don't even, I'm not even trying to. This stuff ain't a joke, man. It's real. But he told me, he said, 3 days. He said, that's what I mean. He didn't feel comfortable, you know. He thought that I don't know what he thought. Don't matter. I could just feel it in his voice, you know. He said, just send it on you. I said, no, sir. I'm glad you interceded. Glad you prayed for me. Then he got confident. He said, the Lord said to tell you in 3 days, 3 more days. I thought he just told me things were shifting. Then he had somebody interceding for me in the church. And then he had a word for me. You know, then today I thought, it's just the third day. I think that was Monday. I think this is the third day. Oh, there's going to be an anointing tonight, Lord. Oh, God. And it has been. Things are shifting. I feel different. I'm going to start saying it again. Come on, somebody. Come on. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. If you're having a problem with the devil, get your foot on his neck. If you're having problems with finances, begin to rebuke that poverty and say, Lord, mighty cometh to me. You said you'd supply all, get scripture with it. You said you'd supply all of my needs according to your riches. You said that you're able to do abundantly above. I thank you right now for it, Lord. I have abundantly above, Lord. I receive everything I need. I'll not lose nothing. I'll not come short. I'll have more than enough. And I will praise you for it right now in Jesus' name. Do some warfare.
Yeah.
That's warfare right there. That's spiritual warfare. Some people think it's fasting and stomping up and down on the devil. Nah, man. Just begin to declare the glory of God. The devil has to run. He has to go. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we praise you. And Lord, I thank you. It pleases you.